All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sirius XM Radio. I'm J.D. Spradlin, Radio Margaritaville, and we are ready to do it again. We're going to welcome back to our stage our Corn Reefers for the second half of the show, Robert Greenidge, Ralph McDonald, Nadir Shakur, and Mac McAnally. They're almost ready. So once again, here we go, live from the Orlando, Florida, Margaritaville Cafe Studio, the return of four of the Core Reefers. Of course, we're getting ready, you ready for tomorrow's show at Tampa, but we're very proud to be able to bring this to you live, and as it happens, on Radio Margaritaville. Hopefully you heard the first set. If not, well, stick around, because we've got the third coming right now. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, on our stage, and for you, on Radio Margaritaville, our Core Reefers.
Y'all doing all right still? All right, before we get started with the second set, while Mac is tuning his guitar, I got a couple t-shirts to give away. But first you have to answer a couple questions. Jimmy has a new restaurant and club in Honolulu on Waikiki. And who knows the full and correct name? Close. Say it again. You got it. What's your name?
My name's Elizabeth. I was there for the grand opening. If you missed it.
Thank you. Congratulations. All right, one more. Now, Jimmy took a trip over to Jamaica one time and wrote a song about it called Jamaica Mistake. Someone was in the plane with him. I knew that was going to be too easy. Too easy. All right. Too many people knew that. All right. Mr. Mac McAnally has a new coming out. What is the name of his new single? Nope. 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 Nope.
This is a hard one.
Down the Road is not his new single. Down the Road. Tell him when you wrote Down the Road.
I wrote Down the Road Christmas morning of 1987. I was assembling some no assembly required gear by my children. 3 o'clock in the morning. I finished. I had to go get some D batteries in Sheffield, Alabama, which I don't recommend as a scavenger hunt, let alone Christmas morning. Came back, had 2 hours to kill before the kids got up and looked under the tree, and I wrote Down the Road, and it sat around for 21 years. And Kenny Chesney called me on my cell phone and said, let's cut that thing. Let's.
And it went to number one.
It did go to number one. Yeah, that's how big Kenny is. He can drag me all the way up the charts like an ankle weight. You know?
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you the name of his new single, You First.
Yeah.
Right?
Watch for it. It's actually a pretty cool song. Thanks.
All right. Last question. Before I joined the Coral Reef the Band, I was with another group.
He doesn't want two t-shirts.
Oh, come on, let somebody else win it. What's your name?
Nancy. Her name is Nancy.
Very good, Nancy. All right. Thank you. This first song we're going to do was another one that Sonny and his band played on. And it's a song that J.J. Cale wrote for Eric Clapton. Jimmy wanted to do this song. He decided to do it like 2 years ago on the show, and we rehearsed it. But we never did it. Somebody thought of maybe it was a little too political for his show and everything. But he suggested that I put it on this CD, and we did. When This War Is Over. Hope you like it.
Oh,
is over, it will be a better day. When the war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back the wisdom of the grave. Ain't no sense in no action, killing people all the time. I said ain't no sense in no action, killing people all the time. When it happens on the street, we call that a crime. Man can't get along, he just won't agree. Who's right and who's wrong? Don't matter, you see. All them killing, it ain't the way to go. We gotta get a new plan, change our ways, don't you know? When this war is over, it's gonna be a better day. When this war is over, it's gonna be a better day. We ain't never gonna forget all the ones who passed this way. Robert, what you say? As well as being backup for Jimmy. And Robert Greenidge has a CD, which will be on sale after the show, From the Heart. Why are you looking like that? Are you going to sign the CDs?
Yes.
And he will sign them. So we did this song, one of Ralph McDonald's songs. Did you win a Grammy for this one too? Did you win a Grammy for this one also? Yeah.
Of course you did.
You guys know the song, Mr. Magic? Oh, well. Anyway, y'all know that? No? Somebody knows it. Anyway, Mr. Ralph McDonald. Where is the love you said you'd give to me? Soon as you were free, Mr. Ralph McDonald. Creola, Ralph McDonald, and many others. But right now we're gonna do just the two of us. You know, when I first met Ralph, let me just tell you this. I'm coming from a hip-hop band, right? Just the rest of development, and Ralph was like, I can't stand up hip-hop. All they do is just steal my music and I don't get paid for it. You know, I'm just sampling everything. Why don't they know how to play something, write their own song? Yeah, he really said that. And then we'll cover just the two of us. And the checks started coming in. Maybe that hip-hop isn't such a bad thing after all. So anyway, we're going to do Robert's version of Just the Two of Us.